This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 476, down 2 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 395, down 3. December, 412, down 1. March, 429, down 1.5. July, 443.5, down 2 on the open. September corn opened at 225.25, down 3.5 on the open. December, 239.75, down 3.75. March, 253.75, down 3.5. May, 263.25, down 2. July, 270, down 3.5. And December, the red line, 284.5, down 3.5 on the open. December oats opened at 194.25, up a half on the open. September soybeans opened at 533, up 1 on the open. November, 544, down a half. January, 557, down 3/4. March, 570, up a quarter. May, 578.5, down 1.25. July, 592, up 2 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 158, up 20 on the open. October, 158.80, up 10. September soybean oil opened at 24.25, down 10 on the open. October, 24.40, down 10. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, September feeders opened at 118.95, up 30 on the open. October, 117.95, up 10. November, 118.05, up 5 on the open. October live cattle opened at 92.10, up 25 on the open. December, 91.85, up 10. February, 92.05, up 10 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 67.15, up 15 on the open. December, 64.80, down 10. February, 64.65, down 10. April, 63.70, down 15 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 88.25, down 40 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is located in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
In the soybean pit now, September at 533.5, up 1.5. Novi's 545.5, up 1. The January 559, up 1.25. Looks like traders are looking more on the demand side of the equation than the crop production side this morning.
Well, you'd have to think that, wouldn't you, Dave? We were a little bit surprised to see, positive numbers behind the beans this early in the day. We did, like you say, as we looked at things, they did lower the carry-in 30 million bushel. We increased the crush 15 million. We increased the exports 35 million, the residual 5. So that ate up a lot of the increase in production, which we had penciled in and did come out exactly on the number that the average guesstimate was, Dave. So I guess that maybe they're figuring that they were looking for that production number to start with and maybe a little better usage. So that's what we're looking at in the beans, I guess.
I guess the largest increase from August to September in U.S. history for a bean report, is that right?
I think it is, Dave. We could be wrong. It might have been another year, but as far as I think, that's been a pretty good increase there. But we were expecting it. Like I say, that was right in range. So, that's the number everybody's been trading all along. So it wasn't quite as shocking as the corn being up like it was.
The corn at 11.114 billion bushels with ending stocks at 2.012. I guess the trade says that's worth a little bit of a reduction this morning.
Well, yeah, we were talking that maybe this corn crop wouldn't grow, that August could have been the largest number of the year, and everybody thinking somewhat along those lines. And, going up a couple bushels of the acre, it was quite an increase. We were looking, you know, as we said, a neutral number would have been somewhere 153 or under, and it said it was 54 something. So basically, we have to figure that's a little bit negative. Of course, we did also increase the exports 100 million there, and the carryout was down 50 million from last month. So, you know, the ending number wasn't that big, and of course, the world number went down too. So, long term, we're still friendly to the corn market, but short term here, we've got a bigger crop to try to put away in a limited amount of space.
15 cent carry at the moment from September to D. September going off the board on Thursday. Do we expect D's to drift down now?
To drift down where that comes in. I think it's going to depend on whether harvest comes fast or whether this weather that we're talking about and the possibility of rain spreading things out spreads harvest out, Dave. If it's a hard, fast harvest, we're going to come down to there. If it isn't, we might stop a little short of there.
What is your interpretation of the wheat numbers this morning, sir?
Well, the wheat numbers, you know, we know that the wheat is tight out there. You know, there isn't enough wheat to go around to everybody that wants it at the price level we're at. So we weren't surprised. It was called one higher to one lower. And looking at it, we're not surprised it's on the positive side.
Any surprise that USDA only lowered Australia's wheat production by 2 million metric tons?
I think that was a shocker. I think that we've been hearing weather reports out of down there and probably expected them to react a little more than they did, Dave.
So what are we left with this morning? Now that the numbers are here, we have them in our hand, we're going to trade them for the next 30 days. What does this imply to what producers' strategies ought to be during the harvest?
Well, I think that it does change things a little bit if you've got unsold corn, because there is a bigger chance of corn going down, say, 10 cents, 10 to 12 cents, where before we sort of thought that the 238 level was probably going to be pretty solid support. So there's another dime lower there, but also a good chance to pick up a little more LDP. As far as the beans, we just confirmed just about what we were thinking about. Like I said, it's going to be questionable how much room and how fast we proceed there as to how far down they can push these beans. You know, there's talk anywhere between taking them down to as low as a 505 to 510. That's maybe a little bit on the extreme side, Dave.
What does the soybean ending stocks of 530 potentially imply for a soybean LDP, do you think?
Well, I think that, there's a very good chance of some soybean LDPs. If we back down a little bit here and go on, we've seen some very, very wide basis levels, and I think that that's going to get us into where we get some LDPs. Probably not big numbers, but we will probably be collecting some soybean LDPs.
We were 9 cents yesterday here in Champaign County, Illinois. I was wondering if we got bigger than 600 on subsequent reports, might we see LDPs in the 20 to 30 cent range?
We could see 20 to 25 cents fairly easy, Dave. I mean, along the way, we're hearing some very good bean yields so far and early. We had a 20-acre field that was completely harvested, hauled across the scale, went 64 bushel of the acre just north of Crawfordsville here. So, and we've got another guys that have made rounds but haven't finished fields that their yield monitors are saying quite good. So the bean yields are going to be good.
Corn yields apparently also good, and we'll know more in the next 3 or 4 weeks, Wayne.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is located in over in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. September wheat now at 466, up a half. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at $4, even up 2. December, 414 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters. September corn, 225 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. December, 240 and 3 quarters, down 2 and 3 quarters. March, 255 and a quarter, down 2. The red line, December, 186 and a half, down 1 and a half. September soybeans, 534 and a half, up 2.5. November, 545 and a half, up 1. January, 558 and a half, up 3/4. The red line November beans at 608, up 2.5. September soybean meal, 157.70, down 10. September soybean oil at 2425, down 10. September feeders at the Merck at 119.20, up 55. October live cattle, 92.45, up 60. December lives at 92, even, up 25. And October lean hogs at 67.60, up 60 points. If you would like to see the full range of numbers from USDA's crop production and World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Reports, they're up on our website. Go there at willag.org. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at willag.org. 10 o'clock Central Time.